There are a lot of unique features on your Riverside that you as a podcaster need to know about and should be using to improve your workflow, make more money, and grow your podcast. So today we're going to dive into exactly what they are and how to use them. Let's go.
Welcome to How to Get Your First 100,000 Podcast Listeners, where we talk about the very granular how-to tactics as well as the big picture thinking you need to grow and multiply your listener base. My name is Luis Diaz. Let's dive in.
All right, so I'm going to show you two different show notes versions. So the first one here is going to be from this episode. This was a solo episode that was 9 minutes and 11 seconds. It actually produced these show notes, this little summary, takeaway, and chapters in about like 45 seconds to a minute, which is pretty good. I mean, you know, it's very, very quick. If you're going to have longer episodes, then generally it's going to take a little bit longer, especially if you have guests on too. But this is a solo and it actually produced it really quickly. So if you're doing short episodes, it can produce this stuff really, really nicely and quickly. So what I love about these show notes is that they're super easy to copy and paste. I've already done it. So you can see here, I've simply just copied this over into a Google Doc and it just makes it super simple. If I wanted to give this to a team member to say, hey, clean this up, maybe tighten up some of these takeaways, make these a little bit more sexy, and then add these to YouTube. Makes it really simple to do things like that. So that's one feature that I do really, really enjoy about this AI feature. And then keep in mind, you do need to have an episode that has at least 5 minutes in length, and it has to have a transcript in order for it to create these show notes. So two big caveats. If you're producing episodes for under 5 minutes, it won't be able to do it. But again, super simple in terms of how to use this. You just click a button and it generates it, and then it just pops up right here when you're done. So that's the solo episode. I'm going to show you the longer form episode that I just did. Now, this was a conversation between myself and my friend Kevin Schmidlin. A lot of you guys probably already know who Kevin is. And here are the show notes that it generated. A little bit of a longer summary, a little bit a different takeaway. It didn't get my name wrong, so it said Kevin and Kevin, which is kind of interesting. I don't know how it did that, but a simple fix nonetheless. And then it gave me all the chapters for YouTube. And I find this super helpful because when you're in YouTube, you want to be creating chapters. And this actually, like, these bullets are pretty darn good. Very simple, easy to grow, easy to use. And it doesn't use fluffy language like you would get from ChatGPT, which I absolutely hate. I'm sure most of you guys hate. You don't see the word unlock or powerful strategies, or you don't see the words game changer here at all, which is nice. So again, this show note, when I hit generate, it took me about a minute and a half to generate the show notes. And this is for a 31-minute episode. So I thought that was pretty quick. I've seen other ones where it takes a lot longer, right? And keep in mind, this is also a raw version. So we haven't edited this version either. But what I plan to do and how I would recommend using it is simply you could take this, copy it onto a Google document like I did, and then you can give this to your team or whoever's doing your show notes and say, hey, here's the structure. I want you to just like review it quickly and, change this up, maybe change it, in this conversation. That sounds really boring. Maybe we want to add a different lead in here, but we don't need a massive summary. And then obviously they would need to, what I recommend is adding like the call to action up here. So maybe the call to action is like, learn how to monetize your podcast for free here. And then maybe we point them to our course, which is top10podcasts.com/money. I think that's the URL. Yeah, it'll be here in this video. But anyways, that's what I would probably have my show note writer add, because obviously the AI is not going to know how to do that. But that's pretty much it. Again, I'm pretty impressed. And it's going to need a little bit of work, but it'll give you save you a lot of time and give you a good starting point for your show notes. All right, cool. So now I want to take you through the Magic Clips feature. So this simply just creates clips or highlights from the episode that you can use. Now, I wouldn't recommend grabbing these and just slapping them on social media. Most of you guys are smart enough not to do that. What you want to do is come in here and edit it slightly. Just get the raw parts of what you want. And then you probably want to turn this over to an editor who can add B-roll, who can add some sound effects, some sound design to make this really, really pop and get people's attention. So keep in mind, you don't want to just rip these and throw them on social media. If you don't have time, or maybe you're just starting out and you just want to get going, maybe that's a good idea with some light editing. But again, that's probably not the best case scenario you want to use for. What do you want to use these for, really? Now, for context, these only took about a minute and 5 seconds to generate. So from the minute I clicked the little button around here that says like create magic clips to the time these were done, it only took about a minute and 5 seconds. I actually timed it with my phone. So really impressive in terms of the speed in which this can like pull stuff out. Now, I haven't listened to any of these, so I don't know if they're any good. My guess in working with AI is that these are probably not perfect, and they probably, again, need an editor to comb through them and actually make them better. But let's just go check one out right now. Let's play it. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I'm just going to play it. Okay, so I would probably cut out this part of his stuff. So if I wanted to do that, I can simply just go here and delete. And let's just see here. I probably just delete this whole part and get to where he's talking about the actual meat of the episode, right? So, whoops, let me correct that. If I wanted to hit restore, I just go right here and restore. If I wanted to, I can come in here, I can delete stuff, get rid of it if I don't like it, and then it'll just start playing from here, and I can press that. Yeah, so there we go. If I wanted to edit this really, really simply, I can go over here, I can navigate to this, I can change these colors. And I would probably just keep, what I would do, and just from a tactical perspective, here's what I would do. I would come in here, grab or could delete what I don't want to be said, and then just make sure I have the colors that I like and just make sure it's positioned on this correctly so that I can hand it over to an editor who would then add sound effects and some B-roll if needed. And then just once you're done here, all you gotta do is hit export. And then we'll export in 2160. And I wouldn't, if you have an editor who knows how to do audio and video, I would not select these. So I would keep these off, okay? Because likewise, it's likely that the editor is going to be able to take care of this with some better software, and it's better just to give them the raw file. So that's what my editors told me to keep it simple. So I would keep it like this, remove the watermark, and then you're going to want to export, all right? And then you just go back to your export. So again, these aren't perfect clips. They're a great starting point. And if you go in here and just do some minimal editing and clipping, you can actually turn that over to somebody else who can then make it really good. And it's probably going to make it cheaper for you if you're paying them by the hour as well. So again, they're not perfect, but they're a great starting point and they can save you lots of time. All right, next, let's jump into the studio. So I want to show you how to use another cool feature called the teleprompter. So a lot of you know what a teleprompter is. Cool thing here, if you click this little button here that says script, it'll show you, do you want to use a script, which will open up this little piece right here at the top, or I can use a teleprompter and I can highlight everything and I can grab some text that I want. Let's just say I wanted to record this and I had the camera right in front of me. Normally I have my phone camera off to the side, so this wouldn't really work for me. But if you are recording stuff with the camera straight ahead and you want to be able to read stuff off the screen and not use another software, and let's just say maybe you're recording this for a VSL, video sales letter, or something that needs to be scripted, maybe it's a YouTube video, you could use this. So I can highlight this, Command A, and I can make this smaller in case I want it all on the screen. Let's just say I wanted it bigger, I can make it bigger. And then I can also hit start, and it's going to start to move up the screen, as you guys can see, right? So if I don't like the speed of this, I can speed it up. This is actually quite slow. I've seen them go a lot faster. So I can do that, and I can restart it if I wanted to restart. And all this is pretty simple. Like it's very, very intuitive and simple to use, which I like. And then if I wanted to make it go like to its own separate page and just have this on the page, so it looks like I'm speaking or looking at you guys, but I am simply just reading my script and I don't see anybody, you can also do that as well, right? So really, really cool. A really nice feature if you are recording things like this and you don't want to have to use another software. So I think this is a really interesting one. Again, if I want to exit out of it, I just need to figure out how to do that really quickly. I can go, there we go. I can get out of it just by clicking the script button again, and it takes me out of it. So that is it. If you have a script you need to use, you can just go over here. I personally like the teleprompter function because I could still see what people can see on the background. And then I can just add my little script here. I haven't tested out adding like a super long script. Let's see if I can grab something even longer and go into it. Let's see here. Yeah. And I can make this smaller. Typically, when you're reading scripts, prompts, you want to have less lines so that there's not this awkward pause. There we go. I can just clean all this up really easily. It's just like a text document, so not much need to know or learn. So that's it. Cool. If you need this function, it's really right here at the bottom here. Really simple and easy to get to. And just make sure you hit record before you record anything so that it all goes smoothly. All right. So that is the teleprompter function. Really cool thing from Riverside. If you record VSLs, this could be a really helpful tool for you. All right. So this feature for me was a game changer in terms of video quality. Now, the video I'm showing you right here will walk you through exactly how to execute this. However, it didn't exactly work for me. So I tried and tried to do exactly what they told me on this video, but it didn't work. So I'm going to show you what did work and that small tweak I made that allowed me to do this all the time. But just to illustrate how big of a game changer this is, and haven't recently used my camera on my Mac as the main camera for my videos and podcasts. I used to use a Logitech 1080p. However, that was still just not really good enough. So I wanted to step it up even more. And this simple fix allowed me to get like really high quality video without having to spend $600, $700, $800, $1,000, which I was going to on a DSLR camera, which I didn't want to do. So you can see this video, see me here, and I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to go to this camera angle of me first, right? So this is my video from my iPhone, the back camera. As you can see, the lighting in here is just from the lights above, and it's very crisp, very clean. You can see everything at really, really high definition. Now, let me switch over to my other camera, which is the FaceTime camera, the one that you get on your Mac. And as you can see, it is just horrible. So again, we go from here to here. And this video shows you how to do it. Now, what I did, I followed everything in this video. However, at the point where he mentions like using Chrome, what I did is I downloaded a new browser, and the browser I downloaded was called Brave. So if you just Google Brave browser, you can then download this browser for free. And for me, it allowed me to connect my iPhone to my Mac so that I could have really good quality video like you see here. All right. So if you are struggling to get good video and you have an iPhone and a Mac, this will work. If you have an Android or a Windows, it should still work, but I don't know exactly how that works. So you may have to dig around on this website. I believe he has another video and he actually addresses, you know, what happens if you don't have this and what some other systems you can use. So check that out. But again, if you want to go from this to this, this is a really cool feature that Riverside allows you to do. So that's it. Enjoy. And hopefully you get us working. And if you have questions, definitely check out this video and all the other support videos they have, because they make it really, really simple for you to execute on this.
Hey, Lewis again. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope you took something away that's going to help you on your journey towards launching a top ranking podcast that gets 100,000 listeners or more, ideally more. Now, remember, the focus of this show is to help business owners launch podcasts that add more profit to their bottom line and more authority and credibility to their name. That's what we're about here on this podcast. Now, if that's you and you want help launching your podcast and getting it to rank in the top 100 of your category or your money back, then maybe my team and I can help you. But hold on, I do not want you to take my word for it. We all know that you can go on YouTube and learn how to launch a podcast. You can hire a million different companies and freelancers and consultants to help you. So I'd rather you hear from other business owners just like you who have gone through our process, gotten the results, and love what they have built. Check it out.
Once I hired Lewis, he helped organize the entire show, the pre-launch, the contest. We had an epic contest, which was all Lewis is masterminding and his whole organization of how to do that. We had over 107,000 entries into this contest. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, don't think twice, because the investment is worth tenfold, not two or threefold, tenfold for what you invest with Lewis.
Only a matter of a few weeks, the podcast got launched. They also supported me through the entire launching process, how to communicate with my audience to maximize the results. And when it did launch within a few days, we made it to the top 50 in two different countries.
We get about 25,000 downloads a month, and the podcast has literally completely changed my business. My podcast right now has 10x my business, and that's not an exaggeration. When I started working with Lewis, I was making about 40K a month. Right now, my business is making $400,000 a month, and I credit a lot of that to the podcast. And then when they listen to one episode of the podcast, they'll listen to another episode of the podcast, and then that cold lead will turn into a warm lead that turns into a hot lead that becomes my customer. Right now, I have 775 active clients, and a lot of those people found us because of the podcast. Luis Diaz is the man. He knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to starting a podcast. He knows exactly what he's talking about in terms of getting your podcast to 100,000 downloads. Because right now, my podcast has over 225,000 downloads, and it's been about a year and 7 months.
I didn't just want to do a podcast. I wanted to do it the right way. We are at number 2 in the parenting category of Apple Podcasts the week that we launched. We're now hanging tight in the top 25. Could not have done any of this without your assistance, Luis.
Literally, I keep asking Luis, like, how can I give you more money? Like, what else can we do together? Because literally working with you has changed my life. It's changed my podcast. It's bigger than that. It's changed my business. Luis Diaz, badass podcast growth expert.